This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. In Tamil Nadu, TVK Chief C. Joseph Vijay met Governor Vishwanath Arlekar and staked claim to form the new government in the state. The 51-year-old leader met the governor along with senior leaders of the party, K. A. Sengottaiyan, N. Anand, CTR Nirmal Kumar, Arun Raj and Adhav Arjuna. TVK has secured 108 seats, falling short of the majority mark by 10 seats. Vijay, who contested from two constituencies, will have to vacate one seat. Earlier in the day, Congress leader Girish Chodankar met Vijay and submitted a letter of support from five MLAs. In a related development, VCK chief Thol Thirumavalavan said his party will soon decide on TVK's invitation to join its alliance. The VCK, which currently has two MLAs, is part of the DMK-led front. The governor had earlier told the media that he would take the final decision to call TVK to form the government in a day or two. The swearing-in ceremony of the new BJP government in West Bengal will be held on the 9th of this month at Brigade Parade Ground. According to party sources, the event is expected to be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and several chief ministers from BJP-ruled states, making it a significant political gathering. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress leader Mamata Banerjee convened a meeting with her party's victorious candidates. The gathering took place at her residence in Kalighat, where 69 out of 80 winning candidates were present. In Assam, Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma today tendered his resignation to Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya at the Lok Bhavan in Guwahati following the completion of the assembly election process. The resignation has paved the way for the formation of a new government in the state after the declaration of results. Speaking to the media later, Dr. Sarma said the governor has accepted the resignation of the Council of Ministers and dissolved the present legislative assembly. He added that the governor has asked the outgoing Council of Ministers to continue as a caretaker government until a new government is formed. India and Vietnam have signed multiple agreements in areas including digital technology, rare earths, medical regulation, public sector audit, digital payments and culture and tourism. The MOUs were inked after talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vietnam's President Tho Lam in New Delhi. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Modi announced that both nations have decided to elevate their ties to an enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership following wide-ranging discussions.
Culture, connectivity aur capacity building ke saath saath security, sustainability aur supply chain resilience har kshetra mein hamara sahyog naye star par pahunchega. Bharat aur Vietnam ka bilateral trade pichle ek dashak mein double hokar $16 billion tak pahunch chuka hai. 2030 tak ise $25 billion tak pahunchane ke liye humne aaj kai mahatvapurna nirnay liye hain.
The government has informed that domestic LPG distribution across the country is normal and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributors. During the inter-ministerial media briefing in New Delhi, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that amidst West Asia crisis, the government is making all efforts to ensure 100% supply of domestic LPG to the consumers for cooking and up to 70% to consumers of commercial cylinders. The dedicated special control room in the Ministry of External Affairs is also operational to respond to queries from Indian nationals and their families. Government assured that the overall flight situation is improving with additional flights operating from the region to various destinations in India. US President Donald Trump has said the Iran war and blockade could end with a deal, but bombing could intensify if Iran doesn't agree to one. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said, if Iran agrees to give what has been agreed to, then Operation Epic Fury will be at an end. In IPL cricket, hosts Sunrisers were 87 for 2 in 7.4 overs against Punjab Kings at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium when reports last came in. Earlier, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.